Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app.
Get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 per pound. Then get 10 for $10 during our sale on items like Lay's Stacks, Rice-A-Roni, and Sparkling Ice Sparkling Water, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
First Rate Ag, great place in Holdridge. How was that conference call yesterday, Bill?
Conference call went great. It's just, you know, it's just fun because Parker is so professional and he's also hilarious.
Is Parker hilarious?
He's hilarious. He's fun to, yeah. I mean, just out of the blue, randomly, this whole thing started was he asked me to come out and speak for his customer appreciation deal, and we just became great friends from that time on. But that's what he is. He's the same way. 99.9 retention with their... So everyone, whoever he has spray their fields, I mean, they hire him back next year.
It's the name of the game, Bill.
The name of the game. Thanks, Steve. Yeah. Parker's.
I'm just saying.
It is. No, it's incredible to build that kind of friendship. And all of a sudden now, I mean, the ticket is alive and well in Holdridge, which is great.
Yeah,
and
it is.
We're moving ourselves west every day.
God.
And it all started with Parker getting us going out there.
Westward bound.
Thank you.
You can always reach out at 308-995-8327 and go to firstrateag.com. 25 years in business.
25. Going on 26.
They're doing good things. By the way, quick response from the Luke Gifford interview.
Yes, please.
People were happy with that. Some response from the
texters. Yeah, let's hear.
Yeah. Gator Sargino says that was badass on the interview.
Luke is really good in this setting. Have you noticed that?
So humble. When he talks about other players and other he's just an interesting story too.
Yeah. By the way,
yeah,
I mean that injury situation he went through was rough, but he's had a good run. He's had a really good run.
When he told us what it took him to get into a game last year, to get ready for a game,
that's knee, shoulder,
and obviously there's tons of players that have played forever and that in the league, and the story would be the same.
Yeah.
The story would be the same. Everyone's like that.
Who in Columbus, Bill?
Bert.
He says that was bleeping awesome.
Bleeping
on the interview. Yeah, he said bleeping on there.
Yeah,
I can't say that. I can't say the word he said. I gotta.
Self bleeped.
It's interesting because you don't, Luke Gifford. You know, he's at the top of your mind all the time, right? But this is a sixth-year NFL player. And he got good at Nebraska
late in his career. Yes, he did.
Late in his career. Now, he battled injury at Nebraska, but late in his career, he came on. And you see him. I mean, he looks like an NFL player. Long.
Yeah, when he walks in, looks like an
long.
NFL player.
Yep.
Length.
Long
key.
Levers.
Yep.
You know, big, strong dude.
Yep. And he did. He's really good in front of the microphone, but he's just easy to talk to.
He is.
Very, very, very easy.
Wow.
And there was zero kind of bravado, I guess.
No, he doesn't. No, just
get a chance at that. So be following the Titans, obviously.
If you missed that, please go back and watch the interview as well worth your time to see Luke Gifford. He was awesome.
He's also, one other thing, he's also very open. Him saying that about his brother, that his brother's got a harder edge, he wishes he had that edge all the time, and his brother's a leader like that. Now, Luke has a hard edge.
I mean, yeah.
He played with a hard edge.
Yeah, he's playing in the NFL.
Sixth year. He did have a hard edge.
Yeah, what he's kind of saying was like, you know, I can sit and watch TV and not be all wound up.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
But he still goes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it is time, without further ado.
Oh, yeah, what are we doing?
Bill's Thrills on a Friday here. Well, hang on. The audio. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill is sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation for your financial future today. Bill, what is in store for us on a Friday today.
Well, it's always is like, wish I was there, wish you were there. Yeah. And I wish you guys were there for this.
Okay.
And it's an off the beaten path or kind of a different type of recruiting story.
Okay.
To tell. So it's like a little bit different as
there's
we went through like that. So wish you were there like that storyline. So I'm with Mark Maurer. Mark Maurer, former quarterback, starting quarterback.
Really?
At Nebraska, beat Oklahoma. I think he wore number 17, if I'm correct. Really good friend.
And this was 70s?
It was that, no. This would no, when Maurer played in the 80s. He was basically, Turner's backup.
Okay.
And so, but he did, when Turner was hurt, he came in and beat Oklahoma at home.
Around the time of Blakeman, probably.
About the time. About in that same type of time frame.
Okay.
Anyway. So I move on from New Mexico State. He's still at New Mexico State. We go to San Diego because that was my area. He took over my area. So I'm now at Utah. I go, hey, Maurer, I'll hook up with you in spring, and I'll show you all the areas we're going to go to and what's going to happen.
Okay,
so
interesting.
Just driving with like that. So I'm kind of showing him around. And I know I've been there for like 10 years. So I know every coach there is in all of San Diego. Wow. So we're whipping in this place. We go to a small private school in San Diego. And we get there, and we had a little bit of time. He goes, I'll be with you in a second. He hands us these two sheets of paper like that. It has all the players listed on there. These are the prospects to list that. This is a small school, might have one Division I player like that. And they had like 12 listed. Ooh. So I'm kind of reading on it and looking on this thing like that. And Mark's pretty good. We're kind of reading through like that. So I go, here we go. So he comes back in. So everyone's got a title. Every player's got, he's a competitor. He's a leader. Weight room warrior, running back slasher,
nice.
Two gapper, silent assassin.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Possession receiver. Everyone had a name.
Everyone had something.
So we start talking like that, and I go. We start talking about what we're looking for. I go, do you have anybody, coach, who's just a competitor? I do, right here. He would go through the competitor, and I go, anyone that's just a weight room warrior, anywhere that's a weight room warrior for us. We need somebody to lead in the weight room. And then Maurer jumps in on it. And he starts. So we went down the entire list.
All the cliches.
Of everyone like that. We would ask him every single time. Do you have, is there anyone?
You're
that,
horrible.
Do you have anyone that would be like, who up front could like hold their own on defense? Who could be there? I got a two-gapper. Two-gapper right here. Went down. Is there anyone that's just, like, just, you don't really notice him, but in the end, silent assassin
Stop
type person.
It,
it was, Maurer was hilarious.
That's super funny.
It was so much fun. It was so much fun to go through. When we left the school, he just looked at me like, what was that?
He's having some fun.
He's having some
Come
fun.
On.
They did have a guy there. Jordan Congdon was the kicker I took from.
Wait,
that.
Oh, so that was the era. Okay, that ties
no,
it
no, that was earlier than him. Jordan wasn't there at this time.
I was going to say,
but Jordan ended up. He was a freshman All-American here.
Oh, he was.
They kicked the big kick against Kansas State.
Yep.
When Zach got knocked out of the game,
mm-hmm.
He's the one. And
Jordan Congdon, yep. Name from the past. Very accurate kicker.
Yep. Then he wasn't a big leg. Right, went to USC. Was their starting kicker. He transferred.
Yeah, you got it. He was very accurate. Not a big leg.
Yeah,
but
not a big leg. Very.
I remember very well. Yeah.
But that was the school that we were at. So it was just sometimes you have
Maurer.
Maurer.
Who knew that Maurer had that kind of sense of humor?
Maurer is a dry, funny sense of humor. Very dry. And he would be so good. He'd kind of scratch his head. Just like, we need a running back, but
you need a power back? Nah, I'm more of a slasher.
Like that. Got one right here. Gotten right. That's Tony Ortiz right
Where's
here.
Maurer now?
Maurer's retired now. He lives up in Minneapolis. I believe I think he works for his nephew. Which the Maurer, the catcher for the Twins,
Joe Maurer.
That's his nephew.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was a damn good player.
Yeah.
Retired, but now he's a damn good player.
That's his nephew.
He's got car dealerships. That's where he's at. That's what he's working.
I did not know he was his nephew.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Joe Maurer.
The Joe Maurer.
Yes. Yes.
Sports.
God. So anyway,
that was a good one, Bill.
It was fun.
That was a good one.
Maurer was a lot of fun.
I didn't know you worked with Maurer.
We worked in New Mexico State together.
And I'm sorry I was wrong on the decade. 80s. I should have known
Joe and Boulder says 1981, Mark Maurer beat Oklahoma at Oklahoma.
81.
81.
Yeah,
yeah. 81.
So he came in for an injured Turner Gill.
Ooh.
It was the man. I think he wore 17. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't know that.
I think Mark wore number 17. You should know him. He's a Golden Glove. He's a Golden Glove boxer. Yep.
Mark Maurer?
Yep. Mark Maurer, really? Incredible boxer, yes.
Really?
And it was well known that no one on the team messed with Maurer as a quarterback. They don't mess with him.
Is that right?
Yeah, don't cross. Don't cross.
What is this? Is beautiful information. Who knew that? I didn't even know he coached down there.
Yep,
he was. Now it's coming back to me.
He came from North Dakota State. Came down there. Yes, almost lost their dog Muffy in the pool. Oh. Yeah, they had a pool, and Muffy fell in and about lost him.
Got him though.
Got Muffy out. Yeah, I only lived maybe, I don't know, 3-4 blocks away from them.
In the city of
Las Cruces.
Lived in Las
his
Cruces.
Macy, his middle daughter, played soccer at Creighton, and the other two, Marlo and Mia, worked at the football office in Nebraska. Done. Yes, they worked at the football. They were incredible.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a filling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bill's Thrills keeps delivering.
That was beautiful today.
Thank you, Bill.
Sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Before the game show, quick shout out to our friends at Trados. Great marketing. It's important. Adam Ickes.
Hold it.
Team there. Yeah.
Hold it. Is it Adam Ickes or is it Adam Lasso? That's the question.
Ooh, that's quite, yeah. We know he's got a Ted Lasso.
I think it's Ickes.
I think about probably Ickes. Go ahead. Sorry about
they
that,
They grew
Jake.
Up on farms. They trade a lot of grain. They love the industry. They've met many farmers that found their grain marketing plan frustrating and intimidating. The goal at Trados is to use their ingrained expertise to your advantage. They help alleviate the stresses of grain marketing so you can stay focused on what you love. Learn more at GoTrados.com. GoTrades.com.
Trados. Justin is in Clear Lake, Iowa. If you're in Iowa and you're like, well, you're well represented all over the place in Nebraska. What if we're over in Iowa? What do we do? Real simple. They also dominate Iowa in Clear Lake.
They go into Clear Lake.
They go into Clear Lake. And then you want to sell some grain? You want to move some product? Go through Trados. I'll tell you when to. Tell you what, when you know when to sell, that really makes a big difference. Like, when'd you sell? I sold my stuff last week. Prices are doubled. Wish I'd have known that was coming.
How would you know?
Trados would tell you, hey, just hold on to that for a little. Hey.
D-U-H.
All that corn you have right now, get it out. When? Today. Today, get it out.
They know
sell
when.
It. They know when.
That's what they're trained to do.
Trained.
Like Ickes was trained to block that field goal against
Pitt. He was well trained how to block
Pitt.
And he did the technique perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Did the technique perfectly. We had made a little coaching there early. I talked. We had to do a flip. Mm-hmm. Ickes gave me the palms up. Mm-hmm. Came over and was like, "Shouldn't I be on that side?" Yes,
yeah,
you should.
Go get it.
And then we went through our technique and
talk to Ickes about that before you start your business.
Yes,
talk.
Yes.
I'll help you out.
First thing you want to ask about? Talk about the Pitt game.
Say the Pitt game. You blocked the field goal. Bam.
7-6 is the score.
And that's in. And I'm gonna tell you, Jake, stadium erupted.
It did. It was a big play.
I was on the sideline.
Was that 7-6 final score?
7-6. 7-6.
You were just a wee
lad.
I
watched the game. Dave Wonstadt was on the sidelines for Pitt.
And he was.
You were a wee lad.
As a Dolphins fan that was not a fan of Dave Wonstadt, I was very happy to see him lose that game.
He holds it personal.
Oh, he winds it back.
He winds it back.
I had to. Yeah, I didn't like Wonstadt. You ruined my team.
Sorry, strange bird over there, Jake.
He had an incredible mustache.
He still does. I saw him on TV. He's on Big Ten Network once in a while. Still doing... with the stash.
Do you lock in
they
on
call
him?
Call him the Wand Stash, what they call him. Wand Stash. Wand Stat, Wand Stash. There he is.
All right. Nice. What else we got going?
Let's play the game show. Oh. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Already clinched to winning week once again. You guys are on a roll.
3-1 right now.
You've won, I believe, 10 of your last 11 games.
That's correct.
It's domination right now.
22 games over 500 overall.
Well, today's a film Friday, and we're going someone who's sadly in poor health, Bruce Willis.
Oh.
Bruce Willis is still in poor health.
Is he in poor health?
He's in quite poor health. He's still with us, but he's in poor health.
So Moonlighting was incredible.
He's a great actor. I like Bruce Willis.
Incredible might be stretching it a little bit.
if you know your Bruce Willis movies, call us right now, 464-5685. Shut Up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill in trivia. Again, just going for gravy at this point. The winning week is clinched here. Bruce Willis is the
top.
We
want 4-1.
Yeah, we do want it. I'm not good. This will not be good.
Let's see how Alec feels about Bruce Willis movies. Alec, how do you feel about Bruce Willis?
Not very good.
All right.
Good. We appreciate that.
We're not very confident today.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this goes. Mm-hmm. Bill, a lifeline for Sip for one question as always. Alec, mm-hmm. First question goes to you.
Mm-hmm.
What is Bruce Willis's character name in the Die Hard movies?
Bill, how much to get you to switch over to my side for the lifeline?
He's trying to bribe your services.
I tell you right now, I'm no help on this.
Question.
No help.
First and last name?
Yes, please.
Oh, come on.
5 seconds. Right, last name would be fine, but first name, no. 5 seconds. Five.
So easy.
Four.
Frank?
Is it Frank? Frank.
Right. Good guess.
Not bad.
Not Frank.
No, we're passing.
The answer is John McClane.
Yeah.
John McClane.
I don't know if I ever would have got it, but yes. If it had been a multiple choice, I'd have nailed it 100%.
I had no idea.
First question, 0-0 tie, Sip. Okay. What 1994 movie does Bruce Willis play the role of an aging boxer whose life is intertwined with two mob hitmen, a gangster and his wife, and a pair of diner bandits in four tales of violence and redemption?
It'll be the most pathetic thing in the world if we don't get this. It is. I've seen the movie 3 times. I can't come up with a name. I always blank out on the name. Hold on. They do that dance scene with Travolta. It's incredible.
Travolta's in the movie, yes.
Yeah.
I've not even seen the movie.
Oh, God, Bill.
It's a very, very famous movie.
Yeah, there's the diner scene. It's incredible.
Probably a hint. Should have done that. Five seconds.
Diner scene. It's incredible.
Five. Four. Three.
I'm not going to get the name. I never get it. You'll know it right off when he says it. You're going to
Alec, do you want to steal that or not?
Can you repeat the question, please?
1994 movie features Bruce Willis playing the role of an aging boxer whose life is intertwined with two mob hitmen, a gangster and his wife, and a pair of diner bandits in four tales of violence and redemption. You don't have to take
Let's
this.
Let's go with Pulp Fiction.
Brilliant!
Pulp Fiction is correct.
How do we not get that?
I know. It's incredible. I blank out on it every time. The name. I've seen it 4 times.
For the
Pulp
win,
Fiction.
For the win, Alec. Last question up 1-0. Yeah. In what 1999 movie does Bruce Willis play a child psychologist who helps a frightened, withdrawn Philadelphia boy who communicates with spirits?
Oh.
5 seconds. Five.
Oh, my countdown's way shorter than that.
Four and a half.
Two.
One.
Three.
I got a pass.
Okay, he's passing. You don't have to take this.
All right, we got a pass.
You're not going to take this one?
I don't think so.
Okay, that'd be the sixth sense. Sixth sense.
So is that the way he says, I see dead people?
That is correct. Yes, I see dead
people. We didn't get Pulp Fiction. I'm still trying to get over that right
that
now.
That's a lot.
All right, for the tie, to force the tiebreakers, sip, Bill's in play here.
All right, we got to get this.
In what 1997 movie does Bruce Willis star among a misfit team of deep core drillers hired by NASA to save the planet from an asteroid the size of Texas?
Sounds like a good movie.
Yeah.
It does. You don't know this. We're in trouble,
1997.
Say it again.
Yeah. Bruce Willis stars among a misfit team of deep core drillers hired by NASA to save the planet from an asteroid the size of Texas. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Asteroid.
That's not right.
How about Armageddon? Armageddon.
Oh,
so, Alec gets you a bagel and a coffee.
Fiction kills me.
Oh, sorry, bagel. You get bagels. You won today, Alec. Congrats.
Yeah.
And calling down the road.
Alec, nice job. He just waited us out.
Thanks,
he did.
He did. It's pathetic that we lost that game.
Yeah.
No, we ended the.
You
on
said
a
the word pathetic.
It yeah. ended. It we did. Ended on a pathetic note.
I'm embarrassed.
No yeah. questions right
Pulp
today.
Pulp Fiction.
I'm on.
Yeah.
Well, we can always try the.
I like breaker. The movie too. It's a it's a bizarre.
It's a unique movie.
Yeah,
it's very unique.
Yeah.
Bill, what is the film length of Armageddon?
In hours minutes or hours?
Hours, minutes? Hours plus minutes, yes, please.
1 hour, 49 minutes.
It might go a little over that.
How about 2 hours and 31 minutes?
Long,
for
long,
Armageddon.
Long movie.
Whoa.
We took an L today, which we shouldn't have taken. All we had to do was get Pulp Fiction, a movie I've seen countless
times. How many times?
I'm going to say four in and out of it for sure.
Have you seen that movie, Bill, or not?
I've ever seen the whole thing. I've never really sat and watched it. Nope, never have.
Okay. I think that's I saw it one time.
It's good.
It's a very
when you said
unique
that,
movie.
But I should have gotten it easily when you said the John Travolta dance scene. That should have been enough to end it right there.
I know.
Even though I'm not that familiar with it.
I don't know why I have a mental block on that movie. I have a mental block on a lot of movies. Well, I have a mental block on a lot of things.
My life is a mental block for everything I do.
You're good at describing the movies beyond what I've described them already. You're good at that.
Yeah.
Spillover is next on an early break in the ticket.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.